Stan Marple joins us once again. Stan, how are you?
Good, Gregor.
Well, Stan, two wins over the weekend, but a little bit of a nail-biter. Fun game Friday night in OT, 2-1.
Yeah, well, you know, Regina came in and they had a lot of urgency to their game. You know, they're out of the playoff race at the moment, and they really needed 2 points this past weekend to try to put themselves in a position where they might be able to catch Saskatchewan. So they played very hard, and their goaltender played extremely well, but we fought through it and stuck to the game plan, and then we got the win in the end.
Now, looking ahead, you guys pretty solid now in first place, 8 points up on Calgary. Them and Mount Royal are actually really battling out. And I want to get your thoughts on Mount Royal, who came over from ACAC a few years ago, and they've really built a pretty solid program quickly.
No, absolutely. They had a good program before they joined Canada West, and you know, they got a big team. They got some guys that can put the puck in the net. They got one line that's a real threat. Very solid goaltending. They're well coached. They really try to keep teams to the perimeter and really cut down a lot of good quality scoring chances. You got to work hard and get in the trenches if you want to score on them. So they're a good team. They're a good team, and we'll have some tough games up against them here after this weekend versus Lethbridge.
Have you talked to Calgary? Has having Mount Royal in CIS, is that you know, is that a good rivalry? Do they get bigger crowds when they play each other?
They get pretty good crowds. I know this weekend I believe they're playing in the Crowchild Classic, which you know, they have a game at the Saddle Dome, which gets a lot of interest, and you know, they do very well at. So that's a good thing for them. And you know, I think that in Calgary, the Hitmen and the Flames both do very, very well. And there's a little bit of a market there, but they maybe don't have as much of it as we do here in Edmonton.
And the reason I ask that, because, of course, you know, Grant McEwen is now CIS in a lot of places except hockey. When they get the new arena, that would be one of the requirements, and then they likely will come over. Do you think that will help you for certain games for attendance-wise if you had another team in Edmonton and CIS?
Well, personally, I'd prefer not to, because it cuts your recruiting class a bit when you think about it, right? Calgary's, they're both competing for a lot of the same guys that are coming home after playing 4 or 5 years of junior. So, you know, whatever the Canada West decides is fine by me. But right now, I kind of like it that, you know, we're the only kids in town.
Do you still find, Stan, that when you're recruiting guys, because, you know, scholarships, you're right at the top, you can offer the same as everybody else. Do guys want to come back and play close to home more than, like, if you and Calgary, everything, all things even, they'd rather go home?
Well, I think on a lot of occasions, you know, that's the case. I know a lot of guys that I've talked to from the Edmonton area, you know, I kind of, Coach Herbers and I, when we're recruiting, we kind of target guys in and around Edmonton area, and specifically Alberta, because it makes sense to us. They're going to come back home. They got family. They got a support group around them. And, you know, good chance when they're finished playing hockey, if they go on to play pro, they're going to come back to Edmonton and be part of the community and part of our alumni. So that's kind of our philosophy behind it. And I think a lot of guys do like to come home and play in front of mom and dad.
Okay. Stan Marple, GM of the University of Alberta Golden Bears. You mentioned you take on Lethbridge first against worst this coming weekend. Not to to downplay them. I know teams play tough, but this is a weekend where I'm sure as a GM you just hope to get through it unscathed as far as injuries.
Yeah, we're kind of hurting a little bit right now in regards to injuries. We're pretty bruised up, but this weekend comes at a good time. But we can't take, like you said, anything for granted. I mean, we get everybody's A game, and you know, everybody rises their game up when they know we're coming to town. So it's going to be tough, but I think if, you know, we stick to our guns and continue to execute like we are, we should be all right.
You mentioned the injury bug. What's the report on some of your guys? Are you going to sit some guys this weekend?
Well, we got two guys with concussions, two guys with broken wrists. So, you know, that always takes a toll. And luckily we'll have those two guys back before playoffs. We got a little bit of a break at the end of the regular season due to the Fichu games. So we'll basically have, if we finish in the top two, which we should, we'll have 3 weeks off before our first playoff game, which is a bit of a challenge for Coach Herbers, but the six guys coming back from Fichu will be ready to go, and it's just a matter of getting everybody healthy and keeping the rest of the team sharp.
Which guys are going to Fichu for you?
Okay, well, we got Jordan Rowley, Jesse Craig are going from our defensive core. And then we got TJ Foster, Jordan Hickmott, Cruz Reddick, and Levko Koper going up front and forwards. And then we also have Thomas Carr as a reserve player and Brett Ferguson as a reserve player in case someone was maybe suspended or injured before they leave.
Now, the Fischer, those are basically like university games, are they not?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. How many, when was the last time, has it always been in February before?
Well, no, last year Atlantic Canada was kind of lucky. They had it over the Christmas break.
Oh, okay.
So it worked out really good. But in some instances, yeah, it has been in the past. And in the past, they've kind of, you know, I just made it very clear at our league meetings, unless they were going to take two players from each team, then, you know, we had to shut down the season because I could foresee, you know, a good handful of our guys not being around. So.
Stan Marple joins us. Yeah, because you guys will play your last regular season game on January 30th, and then you aren't scheduled to start the quarterfinals until February 20th. Your usual 1 week break is, you know, because you've gotten the bye so many years in the past. But 3 weeks. So what's the plan practice wise for the guys who aren't going?
Well, it's going to be challenging, but you know, we got a great coach. Coach Herbers will have the guys ready to go, and then you know. Our old D partner there, Serge Lajoie, is coaching at Nate. So, you know, perhaps we can do some joint practices with him and help his team prepare for the playoffs as well. We'll have to see how that goes. Nothing set in stone, but I know Ian and Serge have had some talks in that regard, and I think it's a great idea to be able to help out both teams.
And I'm curious, how do they pick the coaching staff and such for the FSU games?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Actually, Gregor, if you can believe it or not, it was done on seniority. So
really,
yeah. So that's how they picked it. So I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay, because I know Dave Adolph is a longtime University of Saskatchewan head coach. I was just curious why Herbers wasn't on the coaching staff, but I guess that would make sense if they're. I'll just say that's unique. I can't recall the last time. Now, were the players picked on seniority too?
That is a great question. That was the question I emailed out after I found out that was the case, but apparently not.
Okay. Just kind of a unique one. I guess they don't want to create controversy, so they go with something that's easiest. You know, longest doesn't necessarily mean best, but regardless of that. One last one for you, Stan. When you take on, as we talked about, Lethbridge, then you've got Mount Royal after that, and then you finish the season against the Huskies, the usual rivalry game. Talk a little bit about, you know, the concussions of your players, and at the CIS level, is it a week mandatory? How different is it? How the same is it for your concussion protocol compared to the pros?
I think it's almost exactly the same as the National Hockey League. We, our guys get pre-tested before the season. So, you know, we're very stringent on them meeting certain thresholds in regards to their reaction time and those things. And so until they're 100% cleared by the doctor to come back, there's not even a question of whether they will or not. They're just not. And then you got to take into consideration with us is the academic aspects of it. You know, your brain's pretty important when you're going to university. So we got to make sure the guys are for sure 100% and no symptoms whatsoever and ready to participate.
Stan, always good to talk hockey with you. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Gregor. All the best.